Barry Bloom joins us. Barry, of course, joins us every Sunday. He writes for Forbes.com. Barry, nice to have you with us.
Yeah, always great to be on. How are you today?
Yeah, we're both doing well, and this is the end of this homestand, and the Rockies are here. And I'll say, we'll talk, you and I talk National League West all the time, but Rockies are tough on the road. They haven't had many home games, and they do pitch, and they have a shutdown bullpen when they have the lead, and that's what I see with the Rockies so far. What do you see?
Well, yeah, plus they've got, you know, an offense which in a lot of ways hasn't really even gotten going. And you figure when they start playing a lot of home games at Coors Field and the high altitudes there, you know, that they're going to start generating a lot of runs. I mean, if you look at where the division is settling out right now, you know, the Rockies are a half a game behind the Diamondbacks, who have lost nine in a row. And they have as good a chance as anybody of winning the division.
It's wide open, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think most of it being the fact that the Dodgers, Giants, and Diamondbacks have just been decimated by injuries. You know, the Rockies seem to have skirted most of that so far, and the Padres are just kind of finding their way, developing a team for the long term. You know, this season is not important to them to win or get a playoff spot. It's a much more important season for development purposes, especially for their minor leaguers who might come to the major leagues in a year or two and help that club. I mean, really, I think we talked about that in the past. It's kind of the way things have shaken out. But, I mean, the Dodgers are starting to get some people back, and they swept the doubleheader in Washington yesterday, which is no mean feat. And, you know, the Giants, have, as we've talked about, have weathered the pitching problems. And when you get Bumgarner and maybe Melanson back, you know, they're a 500 team, and, you know, they're only a few games out. So they're perfectly positioned to make a good run at it.
In Anaheim today, it is Sergio Romo getting a second start back-to-back. I wonder when the last time a pitcher started two games in a row. Wilbur Wood, probably, the old knuckleballer in a doubleheader. But Romo goes for Tampa Bay today. Of course, the experiment once again with the relievers starting it off. And his opponent is Ohtani today. How about that? A reliever starting for Tampa Bay and Ohtani on the other side. That's theater.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting, and it's funny because I was just reading, you know, Jeff Passan's fine book on the injuries over the course of time, the pitching arms, and he was mentioning old horse Rayburn, who pitched in the 19th century, and basically he took the ball and pitched every day, and started every day, and went deep into games every day. And now you're at a point here now where, you know, they're playing around with the bullpen in Tampa to the point where, you know, they on some days it's a good idea to start, you know, like a setup guy. And then it kind of skews the whole decision-making process for the other manager on how you set up your lineup for the game. Because if that guy's only going to pitch one inning, you know, what do you do? And, of course, against the Angels, with a predominantly right-hand lineup. I mean, I think they only have really like three lefties. Ohtani's one of them, and I haven't seen their lineup yet today, but I'm assuming since he's pitching, he's not going to be in the lineup. That takes one of their major offensive cogs out of the lineup on a game like this, and that leaves Calhoun and Villabuena as their only other left-handed hitters. But you saw yesterday they pitched Romo in the top of the, in the bottom of the first, and he struck out, you know, Cozart, Trout, and Upton, and then came out of the game, and the next kick it did pitch six in the third innings. So you have your associate, you go, well, I have to play a pretty staid lineup anyway because this is what I've got, and then I can't make any adjustments once you go from one end to the other. So I think it's really an interesting concept on how this whole thing with the bullpen and starting pitching is evolving.
Talking to Barry Bloom of Forbes.com, I feel like every time we talk to you, Barry, it's you know, Ohtani mentions, because this phenom thing just keeps going, the pitching and the hitting, and he's coming off of an 11 strikeout performance. He's looking to be the first Angels pitcher in 2 years to have double-digit strikeouts and back-to-back performances since Matt Schumacher. How about that?
Yeah, and I think he's already leading the American League in strikeouts for rookies.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got something like 42 strikeouts already. I mean, and the interesting thing, I was there last Sunday, And to me, and I talked to Sochi about this afterwards, he threw four pitches very effectively on Sunday. There was no secondary pitches. I mean, there were at-bats because I was checking it with the game day as it was going along, you know, just to verify what I was seeing. I mean, he was striking out guys on a variety of, breaking pitches that weren't getting past the 80. His curveball, slider, and slider were so effective. I should say cutter rather than splitter were so effective that, you know, all he had to do was spot his fastball at 97 miles an hour intermittently, and it was good. It was great. I mean, he pitched a fantastic game. This guy's just getting better and better as he's going along.
Yeah, he's the real deal.
Well, as we wrap it up with Barry Bloom, Forbes.com, the Supreme Court came out with a decision this week that affects baseball, that the states can regulate gambling, and baseball can be one of those sports that we could see gambling taking place. What is your reaction to that?
I think it's very much, don't wish too hard for what you might get. I mean, no matter what the pro sports do, and I know from the early going, what I've read is that they'd like the gambling casinos to be using the official stats of the leagues, and in return to be paying a 1%, basically cost adjustment to use those stats so they can cash in on this money. And there's going to be all kinds of unexpected consequences with doing that, and unforeseen that they don't even know what they're going to have to be dealing with from here on in. And I'm telling you, they may be very detrimental. So I'm very wary about it, and I think a lot of people are, because it's a slippery slope that you just don't want to get into.
Well, it is going to be different. We'll develop that as we see what the casinos are going to do and what the states are going to do. It's not going to happen overnight, but you're right. It's a very slippery slope. I like that phrase for baseball to get into. Barry, great to have you with us as always, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, no problem. And just as we close, I'm looking at the Angel lineup, and Otani's not in it again, and it's an entire right-handed hitting lineup today.
Well, why don't they hit him? Other pitchers in the National League, they hit. Why can't he hit?
Well, that was my last column last week, and, I think it's going to happen. It's going to have to. I mean, Trout is their best offensive player, and Otani is their number two at this point. And to keep him on the bench in games he pitches, their excuse right now is, to pitch him in the game and hit him, you give up the DH. So you have to manage the team like a National League team in that particular game, and their bench is not set up for that. Benches are much more predominant in the American League than they are in the National, because you don't have to carry when you're carrying 13 pitchers, you have nine guys who are going to hit, and so you have then three guys on the bench, so you have to like flip flop and do all the things that you do when you replace Otani in the game, because once you don't use the DH in the game, you can't get the DH back. And that's the big argument about it right now.
All right.
I had a friend of mine checking the stats last year in the last couple of years in Japan, and Otani was 9-1 with 50 hits when he hit and pitched in the same game, and the fighters were 11-4. So I think eventually, if the Angels really want to win, they're going to have to go to this.
All right. Very good answer, though, about those short bench in the American League. Where you'd have, once you get them out of the game, then it becomes more difficult. Hey, have a great week, and we'll talk to you next weekend.
Sure. Have a good day. Good luck to the Giants today.
All right. Thanks. That's Barry Bloom of Forbes.com.